might actually go with the shrimp feast again, simply because it's something that I don't have very often.
Which is that?
The shrimp feast. Because I don't eat it all that often. Now, do we have milk and sugar here?
Let me see. Oh, okay. We have sugar, but I don't know if we... Okay, no, let's wait till she comes.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. No.
There was a cocktail at Collins that I was going to try last night, but I didn't. It was kind of expensive, but one of these days I'll have to try it. It's called an After Eight, and it's creme de menthe, creme de cacao, and vodka.
Oh my.
Sounds very decadent.
Yes.
But I knew I'd be going home on the bus, and I thought, well, probably not a good idea to imbibe something with that much liquor in it.
Yeah, you're never quite sure how strong
it is. Yeah, how potent
are,
it'll be,
you know.
Yeah.
Well, I think I'm going to try my schnitzel again.
Oh, good for you. I mean, if it's an old favorite, why not, right?
Yeah, you know, and I never make it, you know.
Yes.
So, you know.
I want to bring my parents here sometime because I think they'd love the some of the stuff. Like, my dad loves pork chops.
Oh, okay, yeah. Just looking for my coupon here.
Oh no, you're not seeing it?
I think they're missing that page.
Oh. That's odd.
There's another. Okay, no, they've got two places, but the one says page 87, and there's no page 87.
Oh.
And then the other says page 34, and there's a page 34.
So you do have it after all, then.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
I was... Had lots of Christmas things at church?
We had the candlelight carol service on Sunday, which was nice. I mean, but I had some difficulty sitting through it because my ears are really bothering me. And certain frequencies now actually cause me physical pain. Oh. So between the organ and some of the frequencies of the voices, it was actually painful to sit through, which is a shame because it's my favorite service of the whole year.
Oh, yeah, you always talk about it.
Uh-huh. Well, you've been there. You know how good it is.
You know.
But yeah, then we've had some really nice Advent services as well, and tomorrow should be really good. The choir is doing some stuff from the Messiah.
Oh, okay. So are you still with the temporary minister?
Yes, we have an interim moderator, and he comes and preaches sometimes, but then we also have an associate minister who is retired, but he often comes out of retirement to preach. But tomorrow we're having Donald Donaghy, who is he must be a Scotsman by that name. He was the minister at Knox in Dundas for 20-odd years, I think. Mm-hmm. So for some reason, he's coming to preach tomorrow. Okay. So that should be good. It's nice to, you know, have a change.
Uh-huh. So what's happening with your search?
You know what? It's going really well. We've shortlisted 3 candidates, so we're down to those 3 now. No, in the meantime, we could get some more profiles in, but we're not likely to before the new year. And by then, you know, by January 1st, we've said we've pretty much set a deadline for that time. So, so now it's a matter of sending a few people at a time out to hear these candidates preach. But they don't want to be obtrusive, obviously, because they don't want to cause any problems or, you know, get people's hopes up too quickly. So it only has to be 1 or 2 people at a time. Now, the one gentleman that we really like, he is in Montreal. So a couple ladies are going to go and hear him, I think going this weekend or, you know, what I can't, I'm not sure when they're going. They were hoping to go this weekend, but it might be the 28th that they go.
And is that, do you tell the candidate that you're going or not?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Because it's good to give some advance notice, and then that way he doesn't draw attention to the people that are going
that's
to hear
right,
him.
Yeah.
Okay, we all set, ladies?
What would you like, Sandy?
Yes, I'm going to have the shrimp feast, please.
Okay, with French fries?
Actually, can I have home fries?
Sure you can.
Mm-hmm.
And soup or salad?
What's your soup?
Beef cabbage.
And your salads are?
Yes, just a tossed garden
salad. I'll have the soup, please.
Okay.
I'm going to have the your house schnitzel.
Okay.
And maybe I'll have the soup, too. It's cold tonight.
Yes, it is.
That's what I was thinking.
And we need some milk, I think.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. There we go.
Okay.
And are you having the home fries as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Great,
and
thanks.
We have a coupon.
Okay.
Get that. Okay.
Have you decided?
Great. So here's the, yeah. That's the
okay, great. Here. Thank you.
Or do you want 10%?
No, 2% is perfect. I mean, once in a while I drink cream if it's there, but I'm usually a milk person.
Yeah.
My brother loves cream in his coffee, so whenever I go to his house, he'll put cream in mine just for a treat.
Oh, okay.
And you said there was sugar as well, right?
Yeah. Do you want real sugar?
Yes, please, real sugar.
Okay, yeah.
Thanks. Oops, sorry, got it. Not that it really matters, I guess, but that's what I'm used to.
So do you think you're going to go to the ear doctor?
Oh, absolutely. As soon as the new year comes, I'll definitely go, because I'm getting quite concerned.
Yeah. No, I was reading up on that. That's a nice thing.
No, it really isn't. Well, and I know a lady that has Meniere's syndrome, and her symptoms are actually very eerily similar to mine. So that's what's making me think maybe that's, you know, possibly what I could have.
Huh.
Is there a spoon here to stir the coffee?
Oh, it's in your pocket here.
Oh, I see.
Let me see. It's with your fork and
everything. Oh, I see. Right. Thank you. Got it.
Great. And what can they do for that?
Well, apparently, I talked to a lady at church that is, she does work in an audiology department at Stoke, and apparently there's medication that you can take to help with the tinnitus, and, you know, God forbid, but eventually if I had to, I could get hearing aids.
Uh-huh.
I'm hoping it won't get that severe.
Yeah.
Although it's worrying because sometimes, I mean, this doesn't happen often, but once in a while, I will lose my hearing for, like, you know, a couple minutes at a time. It just goes right up the spout.
Hmm. And then it comes back?
Then it comes back.
But on the other hand, you know, if it's something that they might say, well, it's better to start on medication rather than to let it get really, you know.
Exactly. Well, that's why
I don't want to, you know, wait until it's really bad, or
no,
you need
that's
a
right.
very strong dose or something.
That's right.
So do you need a referral to go to?
No, I actually don't. I talked to my family doctor about that, and he said he's recommending that I go see an audiologist as well, and he said you can just walk right in. They'll take you and give you a hearing test. Now, I do understand